My braid is flashing bird.
No quarter. I am going to be uncomfortable and all over you from start to finish.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Outside of the Box. And we're kicking off 2024. And my first guest on the Bot Buddy segment for this season is Tim Bowens of Ominous and Other Robots, recently nominated for the Boxy Award for Best Dressed Robot. So excited to have you on the show.
All right, good to be here.
Awesome. Well, we're going to kind of talk about a few things, but I did want to shout out because, you know, for those that don't watch every season of BattleBots or maybe are a casual fan, they may have seen Ominous and thought this was the first robot that you've ever brought to BattleBots, which is not true. and in fact, when you look back to 2018, when you came in with Reality, it did pretty good. So I want to talk a little bit about Reality, which I think is now sitting in Lars's living room or something somewhere.
It is. Yeah.
Tell me, like, as looking back, tell me a little bit about your perspective on Reality.
Well, Reality started as being a entry for a couple of Dutch teams. So we got together with, I think, four teams. So my team, Team MSR, Team Kodox from Tough as Nails, so the Robot Wars guy, and Team Tyrip, also known from Bash and Gravity, etc. And we were just trying to be part of or participate in BattleBots. And I think we had a design ready for one of the Chinese competitions. And it was during one of the events we had in China that we were like, okay, we had some contacts with Greg Munson, and it's like, okay, if we enter this, we might have an actual chance of getting selected for the season. And then it was just a lot of cold nights in the shed, welding and grinding to make one robot. And it was a big shock to us when we showed up and put the one robot we had plus some spares on the pit table. And we were sitting next to three locked jaws. And I was like, okay, this is like a different kind of competition that we're used to, because we're used to like the Robot Wars competition where, okay, the bot you bring is the bot you fight, and there's no second bot, and the whole trying to fix it before the next fight is one of the charms of the competition. And here's a, yeah, okay, you have a spare one, that's okay. Whole different competition. So there was a real wake-up call for us. But it was a 250-pound version of one of the featherweight bots of one of the teams. So Equinox, the one of the featherweight from Team MSR, that was a big inspiration for Reality. And it was just scaled up. And using like the technology we're used to, so brushed motors and sidewinder speed controllers the only, well, unusual thing was that it was a hub motor already, and it worked okay-ish.
Yeah,
so that was Reality for us at least.
Right. I mean, you know, truly, like, so many people bring a new bot into BattleBots, let alone like only having the one, and just don't do well. And I mean, when you look back, it's funny, I found a video that somebody made in reverse of the win against Hypershock. and it's, you know, but like, it, you beat Hypershock, so it's, you know, it's something that, well, you can say
it was one of the fights that we didn't win, but Hypershock lost. So it was a It was a good fight, but it was the season where Hypershock did have a lot of problems. So, yeah, we won, but the Hypershock now would have totally obliterated the reality. It's a whole different robot now.
That's what they always say. The more innovation that happens, these robots get better, and they would completely destroy the robots of the past.
Yeah. That's one of the problems we had with Ominous, because Ominous was built for the 2020 season, and it participated 2 years after that. So there was a lot of design choices, and like the whole idea behind Ominous that was kind of, because the whole ground game, the forks weren't that ridiculously long, the floor was horrible. So no really flat wedges in the front. So it was built for that kind of arena and that kind of opponent. But it was completely different.
Yeah, I was about to ask because obviously there was a pretty big gap in between the 2018 season and when you came back with Ominous. I would imagine it sounds like the pandemic was probably a factor, just like it was for a lot of the overseas teams in being able to come over and compete.
Yeah, that was hard, because we spent, I think, close to 2 months building Ominous, starting in like February, and then I think March 13th, we were supposed to put it in the crate towards the filming location, and then we got the call that it was being postponed, and all the shops and all the outside areas were closing down, and all the restrictions were happening. So,
Yes, that was definitely challenging for a lot of teams. Now, when you did finally get to bring it, did you feel like it was a different experience for you so many years later, having, being there with Ominous versus what you went through when you had Reality?
The biggest difference is that because Reality was a collaboration between a couple of teams, and we were splitting the bill for the robot, and part of design was already done, and this one was all me, so I had to look in to my financial reserves a little bit, and all the design choices were mine, so all the errors we found during the competition, I could only blame myself. So that was a big difference, yeah.
Now, I have to ask, obviously, because of the fact that Ominous is considered, but I would say not even just by me, but by a lot of people, one of the just best designed as far as the aesthetics robots in the competition from last year. Was that something that was important to you when you, came up with the design for it, or is it just like what happened?
No. Yes, it's very important for me. I consider it's easy to build a good robot. It's not easy to make the good robot look good. So everyone can build a box with four wheels and a spinner in front, but it's still a box with four wheels and a spinner in front, and you can add any kind of nice plastic wings or whatever, but it's still a box with four wheels and a spinner in front. So one of the challenges I set myself was make it look good, and a sort of form follows function and vice versa. So everything that's on the road has a function, and it's designed to look the way it's looking. But that was a long process, and one of the problems I'm facing now, trying to design a new one, is that it has to look good, but it also has to look like the previous one, but better. It's a whole lot of no, it's not working, not working. No, not gonna do this, not gonna do this. And I have a small list of improvements I want to make sure that it's better. given the limitations of the whole omnidirectional drivetrain. But all the troubles we had during the competition, so components getting damaged inside the robot, components getting stuck inside the robot, motors breaking off inside the robot, the shatter hitting that one spot that allowed a piece of metal getting in the ro in the motor, all that kind of internal improvement is still big on the list, but the whole existential, do I want to go hub motor or like a normal drive? I'm still not sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of learnings that come from, putting the bot out there and seeing what happens.
Yeah.
Was there anything that you were happy with in terms of the way that things went for the past season?
The weapon was awesome. Compared to reality, it was like at least 2, 3 times more powerful than the weapon of reality. Also, the spin-up was a lot more reliable. I think we even broke the weapon by hitting something that wouldn't have happened with the reality disc. And the maneuverability of the whole robot. It's the traction is still a bit of an issue, but the whole maneuverability, so getting around the robot and around the opponent and trying to control that is a challenge as well. But it's really nice just going to the test box and doing the whole circles around yourself, around the opponent. It's really nice to see the robot moving the way you think it should move.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, you mentioned, looking at things for this next version. Is there anything that you can share as far as like what types of things you have in mind, or are you kind of keeping a lot of that close to the vest?
It's still gonna be three-wheeled omnidirectional. That's one of the things that's the whole idea of Ominous. So that's the thing I'm going with. But I think I'm gonna adapt it to the current floor stage. So I'm gonna install, I think, probably a lot of magnets. Magnets and magnets. So because one of the advantages of the omnidirectional drive is that we're not limited by the amount of downforce, because the wheels roll in sideways direction and they get traction in the driving direction. So any kind of scrub radius you have with big wheels, you don't have with omnidirectional drive. So turning is not a problem with whatever magnet downforce we're using. So we can use whatever magnetic downforce. It only limits by limited by the motor, the drive power. So I think we're going to install bigger drive motors just to make sure that we can actually, the limit is not the motor itself, still the traction. And I'm trying to reorganize the inside a bit so that the center of gravity is more towards the middle of the robot instead of in front of the 50-pound drum in the front. So that's one of the big issues we have with robots. It's front heavy, and the drive is influenced by that, and also so if we hit something because of our center of gravity being in front, we flip over easily. So getting the center of gravity more back will make driving easier and flipping over a lot harder, hopefully. And magnets.
All the magnets. Magnets
Magnets,
are
yeah.
really important. I mean, if you look at, the not that that was necessarily the only thing, but like the improvement of a robot like Claw Viper and how much magnets help with that? No.
The funniest thing is the as I was watching the fight on TV, and there I really noticed the speed of Claw Viper. Because standing beside the arena, it's just too fast. You cannot focus on your own robot and the opponent at the same time, while the other one is driving circles around you and around you and around you and flipping you over and doing whatever you want. But the funniest thing is, it's really fast. But I think we hit him once or twice, and he pops off the floor. And then it's like, oh, this is like normal Newton law, action is reaction, etc. It flies easily and then it goes clunk back to the floor and it drives over and you're like, oh. Yeah. So that's also the one of the most surprising, because we were facing Claw Viper and I saw him the previous seasons and we're like, okay, I don't think he's got it dialed in quite yet. It's an easy first match. Wasn't, no.
It's that iteration, getting better and whatnot. But no, that's I and do you, I mean, do you think that as far as like an advantage, because I mean, I'm not sure what is in Greg Munson's head, but to me, I mean, I've always been a person that likes diversity in robots, and I like to see things that aren't everything looks the same, and there aren't that many omni-wheeled robots in BattleBots. Do you think that that kind of gives Ominous like a unique advantage of having something that most other robots don't?
Well, it was one of the things or one of the reasons why Ominous is designed the way it is, because we have to get selected. We're an expensive team to ship over. So there has to be some kind of, 'cause there has to be a reason why we're getting selected, and building an interesting robot is one of them. But also, we were talking to a lot of teams during the filming, and they were all like really happy that we finally showed up, because they were s staring at the crate the previous year, with us not being there, and they saw some pictures on some video. I think we did a special for Witch Doctor, of it moving and how it looked. And they're just really curious about how it looked in the end, and then talking to all the teams, and they're all like, oh, this looks so awesome. And that was, for me, was almost enough. It wasn't enough for like the 2 weeks of filming, because those are killings. Is it? Yeah. But the whole appreciation from the other teams was that was really awesome. Yeah.
That is great when fellow builders, have appreciation for what you've done. Now, other than working on the next version of Ominous, is there anything else that you have planned for this year? I know that you originally might have, looked at going to the new bots event for NHRL, but weren't, you said you weren't able to attend that. So do you have any other plans?
Well, I'm still trying to enter WAIO in a NHL event. It's a UK Beetle, so it's 1.5 kilo. So I have to lose a bit of mass. But it's the lowest Beetle weight, so why not? But I think it can be really fun if I enter that one. It's made for a steel floor with a lot of magnets, so. I'm curious how I'll perform on the wooden floor, but maybe next, no, not next one, because I'm on holiday then, but the one after that.
Well, I'm sure if that works out, people will look forward to it. There was already buzz when everybody saw your name on the wait list. So,
I was filling it. I was like, oh shit, I forgot the whole. Sign up, and I signed up. He's like, please let me be on like the top part of the waiting list. And I was like number 40. I was like, okay, not gonna happen. But then I was looking at the Discord and everyone was like, "Why no, it's coming." Like, no, it's not. It might be, but no, not now. Yeah.
Yep, you got everyone excited, and then their dreams are now crushed, for at least for the time
For
being.
the time being, they're yeah, postponed.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, I certainly look forward to, if and when you're able to make it, and obviously the next version of Ominous, because you have to work at taking the crown from Hypershock next year as far as the best dressed
Yeah,
robot. So
perfect. Now we have to find the right team outfit and the nice neon banner, and then we'll find.
exactly. Well, I look forward to all of that. But I am, thankful that you were able to join the show and talk about your robots. As I mean, I think that they're amazing and a lot of people love what you do. So just excited to see what's coming.
Well, nice to be here, talking about the robot again.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, for everybody that's watching, obviously, please keep liking, subscribing, sharing the content, all of that good stuff. We have a lot planned for 2024 on the show, so just keep watching and we will see everybody next time.